First of all, Coach, congratulations. A little nerve-wracking after that punt return, but a lot of positives today, too. Just what are your thoughts on getting the first win of the season?
Well, I think, first of all, it's important, especially when you've lost your first three. But, you know, against a division opponent like Detroit, one we hadn't beaten in quite some time, I thought it was a tribute to those guys in that locker room. They prepared and focused all week very well, and we got out there and finally executed for 60 minutes. But, you know, I thought our defense was outstanding. That's a very potent offense, a lot of big weapons there. And, you know, I thought our offense did a good job of possessing the ball. We moved the chains on third down. I think we ran the ball efficiently. And, you know, our O-line, to do all that offensively, your O-line's got to be on target, and I thought we were.
I know the defense was especially determined to rebound after the first half in Dallas. They didn't give up a touchdown in the entire game. What was their key to success today?
Well, I think preparation. I think Vic Fangio does a great job. He and his staff and players responded. And, you know, obviously everybody was a little ticked off about our performance in Dallas.
A lot of guys on this team have contributed this year. You've had a lot of injuries causing other guys to come in. You had a guy, John Timu, who I think made the play of the game early in the second half at 7-3, keeps him out of the end zone, maintains the lead. This is a guy that wasn't even on the roster. What did you like about Timu, keeping him on the practice squad and then wanting to elevate him to the 53?
Well, he's a very instinctive player. You know, he understands the game. He communicates well with his teammates. And, you know, we kind of missed that a little bit last week. And so we made that move to get him up. And, you know, we've had our share of roster moves, but, you know, he's a very instinctive guy.
Offense also was impressive, Eddie Royal especially. What impressed you most about the offense with Eddie Royal, with Jordan Howard in his first start in the NFL, and also Brian Hoyer?
Well, I think, you know, Brian's done a good job 2 weeks in a row. Unfortunately, 2 weeks ago we didn't get the W, but, you know, he prepares hard, he works, he's a pro, he's been there before. You know, Jordan, he's just been getting better and better every week. But it starts up front. You know, I think the blocking is key. You know, with Eddie, you know, they do a lot of things to double Alshon and, you know, just leave some other guys open, and Eddie did an outstanding job.